Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Loretta.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear well.
Okay, good. Mother and Mr. Jim Vernon?
Yes.
Mom. Hi. Mom and Mom. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we got Hubert.
Shalom, shalom.
Good
evening. Good evening. Loretta, you may start reading Genesis until we get more callers.
Okay, all right. I'll pick up in Genesis 47. This is the arrival of Joseph's father and brothers to Egypt. Upon their arrival, Joseph went in to see Pharaoh. "My father and my brother are here from Canaan," he reported, "with all their flocks and herds and possession. They wish to settle in the land of Goshen." He took five of his brothers with him and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked them, "What is your occupation?" And they replied, "We are shepherds like our ancestors. We have come to live here in Egypt, for there is no pasture for our flocks in Canaan. The famine is very bitter there. We request permission to live in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Choose anywhere you like for them to live. Give them the best land of Egypt. The land of Goshen will be fine. And if any of them are capable, put them in charge of my flocks too." Then Joseph brought his father Jacob to Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. "How old are you?" Pharaoh asked him. Jacob replied, "I have lived 130 long, hard years, and I am not nearly as old as many of my ancestors." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh again before they left. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was the reading out of Genesis 47, 1 through 10. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you. We have another caller join, Auntie Beth.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Got another caller coming on. All righty. Is this Mrs. Allen or Mrs. Williams?
Mrs. Williams.
Hi. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hello. Evening.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call so everyone will know who's all here today. We have Mrs. Williams, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Mom and Pop, Loretta, myself, Angela, and we have Keisha and Traymar.
Oh,
welcome,
good
everybody.
Evening, everyone.
Hey.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and bless the line. If everyone would please bow your head. Our Father, giving you honor and praise, the Dellum family seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each word that each member of this family speaks, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put in the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of wrath, of truth, I'm sorry, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. All right. We don't have any new callers, so we're just going to continue on. And we're going to do Matthew 19:26. Trey's going to lead us in that kind of leadership.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Jesus looked at them and said,
"I don't know.
Say hi, you got nothing to call me."
Yeah, no, wait, yeah, go ahead and say it.
Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but
with God all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey,
great job,
Trey.
Awesome.
Thank you for that. All right. Praise God. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our program. And I want to start off with Mom.
Okay, I will be reading a message coming from Isaiah 40, and it said, the subject is, his word stands.
Amen.
And it said, everything in the world is temporary, uncertain, and unreal. The temporal things that we see will be destroyed, and they will pass away. Therefore, we cannot put our trust in the things of this world, for we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can't carry nothing out. 1 Timothy 6:7 said, God wants us to seek those things which are above and not the things on this earth. Humankind should realize that everything here is only temporary and they will pass away. Only the word of God will stand forever. What God does is permanent and reliable. We can trust God's word because God cannot lie. God created everything by his word according to Psalm 33:6. By the word of the Lord, well, the heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. When he spoke the word and everything came into existence, it appeared that the word of the Lord is sure. His word, the true foundation. Even the grass would wither away to be parted under the foot of men, and the beautiful flower that we see will fade away. According to Isaiah 48, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Jesus also declared in Matthew 24:35, the word of our God shall stand forever. That heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. When everything here is gone, God's word will be here. God's word is very important, and we should apply his word to our daily living. His word does not discriminate against anyone. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharp than a two-edged sword, pierce even to the divine asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and it is discerned of the through the intent of the heart. God knows everything about man. Therefore, we must teach his word, live it, proclaim his word throughout all the world. Besides, we should be doer of his word and not hearer only. James 1:2. remember, God's word is permanent, and it is going to stand forever. And the prayer said, Our Father, help us to be doer of your word. Keep us in your loving care. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Praise amen. God.
Amen.
Great. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay. We have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read out the workers. And my subject is patience. And my scripture comes from Matthew, James, and Romans. Say patience. We have heard that patience is a virtue. We also want others to have patience with us, but we will not have patience with others. Matthew 18:29. The servant has been given of his debt, but he was unwilling to forgive his fellow servant's debt. We should treat others as we wish to be treated. James 1:3-4 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith waxes patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Some of us are impatient. So let us remember Job, who patiently waited on the Lord. Job lost precious possessions, his family, his wealth, and he also lost his health. Yet he remained upright and patient with the Lord. As a result of his steadfastness, God gave back to him more than he had lost. So let us lay aside the sin which does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us. For whatsoever things are written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Romans 15:4, we need to be patient in order to do the will of God and receive what he promised. As we live in these last days, there will be many tribulations, perilous times. The Bible tells us to be patient and obey the word, for we know not the day or the hour that Jesus will come again. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. All righty. Trey wants to say something to us today. And
amen.
He's going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 18. Verse 32.
Yeah.
Land like your own land or land?
Land like your own land, a land.
Of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyard.
A land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Trey. We really enjoyed it. Okay, Loretta?
Okay, my reading is out of Romans 5:1-5. And now since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, He has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us to learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and help us to trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then, when that happens, we are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well. For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Okay.
Hubert, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yeah, baby. Let me. Excuse me. Let me go last. I'm cleaning up something. All right.
No problem. Thank you, Pop. Would you like to go next?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'll be reading from Jeremiah 7:9-11. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and to burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you not know, and come and stand before me in this house, which you have called it by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. And this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. And in Mark 1:15-19, and they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called all nations, the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and saw how might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And verse 19 right up is, the Jewish leader was stealing from the peoples and overcharging the worshipers by sacrificial animals and money. They needed changes. But when the scribes and the chief priests heard about what Jesus did, they sought a way to try to kill him. But when they tried to kill him, the evening came, he then walked on out of the city. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pop. Okay. Mrs. Williams?
Okay, I would like to share from Isaiah I start with verse 4. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken of God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And it's by his wounds or by his stripes we are healed. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and to cause him to suffer. And though the Lord make his life a gift, and through the Lord he makes his life a gift offering, he will set his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, and he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servants will justify many. The thing that Isaiah is telling us in these scriptures is that, first of all, Jesus died to save us.
Amen.
Secondly, along with salvation, it is included healing. And
Amen.
If we need healing, we look to the cross.
Uh-huh.
If we need salvation, we look to the cross. Jesus
uh-huh.
took our sickness and gave us his health. He took
uh-huh.
our poverty. He gave us his wealth. He took
uh-huh.
our sins and gave us his righteousness. So
Amen.
All we need to do is look to the cross, and
Amen.
We'll find everything we need at the cross in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All righty. Thanks, Mrs. Williams. Hubert, we're at the last person. Are you ready? Hubert, are you ready?
31 seconds.
Hubert?
Oh, yes, I'm going to pass it back. I can't hardly see out here, okay?
Okay, no problem. No problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that moves us into the next agenda item, the sick and shut-in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for our family, friends, and loved ones. Dear Heavenly Father, it is written in your words in John 15:7-8, that if we abide in you and your word abides in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us, so that you, our Heavenly Father, will be glorified. Heavenly Father, you know the desires of our heart, and we ask that you give us the desire of our heart. We ask that you give us total healing and total deliverance from all sickness, diseases of any kind. Father God, we rebuke it and loose all illness from Uncle Dave, Ms. Wanda, Daddy Werner, Uncle Champ, Mary and Mary Ann, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jessica Smith, Walter Moody, Ms. Allen, Tony, Malachi, LaTanya, Sidaria, Kira, Gail, DeMarcus, Eddie Tipman, Jerry and Terry, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Abilene, myself, Loretta, Michael and Denise Moody, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Rochelle Bessler, the Adams family, Jermaine, Monique, Mr. Harrell, Ms. Boyers and family, Josh and Kim, Chris, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, the Rossiter family, the Norris family, Carlos and the Wells family, Earlene, Tally, Jeanette Williams, Rayco and family, Angela Burns, Lenny and family, Cheryl, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we forbid the enemy from trying to steal our healing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you.
I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm praying, I need you to help me. While I'm praying, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm waiting, I need you to help me. While I'm waiting, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. Mm-hmm. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we're going to move over into the birthday greetings. And if you all have anyone's birthday between the 6th of April through the 12th of April. Okay, I show Billy Mitchell on the 5th. And I have Ursula Randolph on the 12th. Are there any other birthdays?
I got a great grandson birthday was yesterday.
Amen.
I don't remember her name right now, but I don't forget it. Birthday was yesterday.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Oh,
this is. Oh, Presley had a birthday on yesterday. She was born yesterday.
I'm sorry. Who did you say?
Presley. It's a girl.
Okay.
She was born on yesterday.
Amen.
Randolph by Mr. Varner and Billy Mitchell and Ursula Randolph. All righty. Yeah. Sure. Going to honor us and sing and happy birthday.
Sure. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 Happy birthday. Praise God. Happy birthday. Awesome.
Hold on. Okay, he's ready to move on to the program, so let's move all around. Okay, we're going to start with our praises and testimonies. If anyone has things to share, if you do not, just say pass when I go by your name. Okay, Mrs. Williams.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, I would share from my... names of God. It's the Great Shepherd. Just a little poem. God of love, the God of love my shepherd is, and he that does me feed. While he is mine and I am his, what can I want or need? He leads me to the tender grass where I both feed and rest. Then to the streams that gently pass, in both I have the best. Or if I stray, he doth convert and bring my mind in frame. And all this not for my desert, but for his holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Auntie Betty, anything else to share with us tonight?
You called me, baby?
Yes, ma'am, Auntie Betty.
Yes, yes. I'm going to attempt to try to sing a verse of this song. I said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I said, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speak to me and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes. Lord, yes, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speak to me and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, we're going to have Trey sing a song for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Our God is so great, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing that God cannot do for you. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His, and He works too. Our God is so great, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Loretta, is that me?
Okay. All right. Our daily bread. The title is Where History Comes From. Children need not be bored by history. This is especially true of Bible stories. Take Moses, for example. He escaped death as a child, was educated as a prince, worked miracles, and received the Ten Commandments on tablets. What exciting stories, elements that teach children about God. Biblical stories have been shared with children for generations, all the way back to the times of Exodus and Deuteronomy. Moses described times when children were retold vital stories from Jewish history. Why not set a time to read Bible stories to the children in your life? Then watch their excitement be biblical history comes alive. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Hey, Mother.
Okay. I'm going to recite a poem that Death Opened the Door to Life Evermore by Helen Sides Wright. We live a short while on earth below, reluctant to die, for we do not know just what dark death is all about, and so we view it with fear and doubt. Not certain of what is around the bend, we look on death as a final end. To all that make us a mortal being, and yet their lies just beyond our seen, a beautiful life so full and complete that we should leave with hurrying feet. to walk with God by scariest dreams, aim beauty and peace beyond our dreams. For all who believe in the risen Lord have been assured to this reward, and death for them is just graduation to a higher realm of wide elevation. For life on earth is a transcendent affair, just as few brief years in which we prepare for a life that is free from pain and tears, where time is not counted by hours or years. For this is all the method God chose to coincide heaven with the soul of those who by their apprenticeship on earth prove worthy to dwell in the land of new birth. So death is not sad. It is a time of elevation, a joyous transition. The soul immigrates into a place where the soul safety and free to live with God through eternity. Have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Philippians 1:23. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, I will go next, and I'm just going to have some words to live by. Thank God for what you have. Trust God for what you need. If you fill your heart with regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow, you have no today to be thankful for. We take for granted the things that we should be giving thanks for. For every minute you are angry with someone, you lose 60 seconds of happiness that you can never get back. So do what you can for who you can with what you have and where you are. The best gift to give to a friend is loyalty. To your enemy, forgiveness. To your boss, service. To a child, a good example. To your parents, gratitude and devotion. To your mate, love and faithfulness. To all men and women, charity. And to your God, your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. All righty. We have Pops. Would you like to say any last words?
Yes. Miss Simon told me to try to sing today.
Amen. Amen.
I like the word, and God is so good.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
He is so good.
God is so good to me. God is so good to me. I don't serve him as I should. I don't deserve all is good. So many things are not as they should be, but God is so good to me. Let me do that again.
Amen.
God is so good to me. God is so good to me. I don't deserve him as I should. I don't deserve all of his good. So many things are as they should be, but God is so good to me. I come short so many times, and evil thoughts come to my mind. I know to pray and always do every time he brings me through. God is so good to me. God is so good to me. I don't serve him as I should. I don't deserve all of his good. So many things are as they should be. But God is so good to me. I cannot say I always do the thing that he would have me to do. When I feel weak, when I am tired, God give me strength to stern the tide. God is so good to me. God is so good to me. I don't serve him as I should. I don't deserve all his good. So many things are as they should be, but God is so good to me. I talk to you after dinner.
Amen. Praise amen. God. Amen.
God is good.
God is so good.
Oh, so me. Good. Hey.
Amen.
Thank you, Pops, for that. Hubert, are you in a position to talk now?
Yes, I am. I'll be sharing with you all from John 13, verse 31, the new command. After Jesus had gone, Jesus said, Jesus said, now the Son of Man will be given glory, and he will bring glory to God. Then after God is given glory because of him, God will bring glory to him, and God will do it very soon. My children, Elohim, I will be with you for a little while longer. Then you will look for me, but you won't find me. I tell you, just as I told the people, you cannot go where I'm going, I'm giving you a new command. You must love each other just as I have loved you. If you love each other, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Peter promises. Simon Peter asked, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, you can't go with me now, but later you will. And Peter asked, Lord, why can't I go with you now? I would die for you. Would you really die for me? Jesus asked, I tell you for certain that before a rooster crows, you will say three times that you don't even know me. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of his words. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight, Yahweh, Todah. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God.
We also have another tonight, Daniel.
Amen. How y'all doing? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah, I was feeling guilty about my attendance and stuff. So,
are we glad God is working?
No, I was talking around a little bit today, so I like, okay. I need to clock in. Made a promise to somebody.
But
I just want to listen today, okay? I'm going to go back to mute. I don't know if I'm going to do anything, but I'm going to pass right now.
Okay, well, thanks for joining.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. I will go ahead and lead us in the Serenity Prayer.
Amen.
Okay. God grant me.
God
grant me.
The serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage
The courage
to change the things that I can change.
To change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
I'll turn it on over to you, Lois.
Closing prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll be coming out of the Living Bible. Psalms 23, so if everyone would bow their head, please. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows of grass and lead me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I would not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guarding and guiding me all the way. He provides delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You will welcome me as your guest, blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with us all of our life, and afterwards we will dwell in your home forever. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. Before I do the closing prayer, is there anything else anybody would like to say? Okay, well then if you would bow your head for the closing prayer.
Amen.
Father, we ask you to bless our friends, relatives, and those that we care deeply for. Show them a new revelation of your love and power. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. When there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Where there is need, I ask you to fulfill their needs. Bless their homes, families, finances, and their goings and their comings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Hope everyone have a blessed week, and thanks for joining again, and good night.
Well, good night. We love you all. Have a blessed week.
Everybody, have a good week, okay? We're going to talk Sunday again.
Thanks for the song, Daddy.
I'm going to try to get my tennis right.
Okay, we'll be waiting.
We'll be here.
Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Everybody, okay.
Awesome job, Trayvon.
Oh, he's gone.
Trey Mar.
You calling him
Trayvon. I said Trayvon. Trayvon. Awesome job.
And he's gone, but he did.
Yes, he did an awesome job tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
See y'all next Sunday then.
Hand me all
okay.
Four
I know that's right. All right, Daniel, we'll be looking for you to call next week. Love you.
I'm
going to
try.
Good night.
All right, baby.
Good night. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Love you all too.
I just hung up. Yeah, it came up.